Talking a little bit about weather modification, manipulation, Michael Murphy with us. Why in the world are they spraying? We'll be back with Michael and much more on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back with Michael Murphy, of course, here on Coast to Coast AM. Can someone make money on this, Michael, if they know they're spraying and it's going to affect the outcome of a crop season? I guess you could sell, you know, like you could do the corn, for example. It's going through the roof right now. Soybeans going through the roof. If somebody knew this a year ago and bought it when it was cheaper, they could make a fortune.
They could literally make billions of dollars. Certain individuals this summer are just making a ton of money. And when investigating this, we heard that weather was being traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and I couldn't believe my ears. So I made a call to a trader in Chicago, and we said, are you familiar with what's going on in terms of weather? And he said, yes. So we got a flight down there and interviewed Mike Lagney. And what we found was really shocking. Weather is being traded as derivatives. And companies are interested in these derivatives for a couple of reasons. What they do is offset the risk for certain weather events. And Mike used an example of that would probably apply to this summer. And he stated if a seed company, for example, had a crop in the Midwest that was worth $5 million, but through the use of these derivatives insured it for $10 million, they have a financial interest. They make more money if the crop fails.
If something goes wrong, that's absolutely right. Tell me, Michael, when they do this, are they speculating or do they pretty well know something's going to happen?
Well, I think both. And you know, I want to make it clear that many individuals are investing in these derivatives. Obviously, not everybody is in the know that of what the weather will be. But I think essentially most people believe that our weather is essentially not predictable in long-term models, and that is the furthest thing from the truth. Weather control is here. The technology is here. There's no dispute about that. Who has the knowledge? You know, that's the big question. So if an individual has the playbook, they literally cannot lose. And Mike explained to us that every commodity is driven by the ability, every commodity is priced by the ability to predict weather. So again, if individuals have the playbook, which certain individuals connected with these multinational corporations obviously do, they literally, again, can make billions of dollars just on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange playing with weather derivatives.
And they do.
And this summer, you know, we're going to see corn prices perhaps double. And corn is, we interviewed Barbara Peterson. And why in the world are they spraying? And she runs a website called Farm Wars.
Right.
In investigating this, commodity prices are going through the roof, especially corn. And corn is used in most food products. So this is really going to hit people in their wallet, not only here in America, but around the world. So here in America, I've been talking to people who live in lower income communities who are just making it. You know, and I've asked them, what would you do if food prices rose by, you know, 30% within a couple of months? And the response was, we have no idea. You know, we're just making this. So we are going to see dramatic changes as a result of this engineered drought that we're having this summer. And again, directly related to chemtrail geoengineering programs. This literally hits every American in the pocketbook and everybody around the world, other areas like Africa, because we are seeing the die-off of natural organic foods. People are dying in that capacity. There's no question that these programs are destroying our soil. We spoke a little bit about the GMO seeds and how they're impacted. But we interviewed, and why in the world are they spraying, several farmers. And around the world, natural organic farmers are seeing declines in their yields.
Well, now that's an interesting take too, Michael. Are natural farmers saying they're seeing these chemtrails, these geo-engineered chemtrails all over the place?
There's no question about it, and there's no question that they definitely impact our farms. Rosalyn Peterson was in the film as well. She was the USDA crop loss adjuster, and we interviewed farmers, and the two that we put in the film have seen between a 60 and 70% decline in their yields in the past 10 years. And again, EPA is stating that we should expect a 50% more decline in yields due to this abiotic stress, which is created by everything that chemtrail geoengineering programs create. Again, the drought, the heavy metal contamination that's falling into our soils now, and then the fungal overgrowth and a whole bunch of other things that will stress out our soils. So again, this is literally a destruction on small farms. It's similar, George, to what happened with the Native Americans. You know, the corporations came in and they actually killed the food supply of the Native Americans by destroying the buffalo. Well, this is the same type of premise. They're literally destroying our ability to live off of nature so that we become dependent on this system. It's this government, corporate conglomerate, I call it the beast, and they want to literally control everything. These programs, weather control, enables them to do that. And Scott Stevens made an incredible statement at the end of the film. He said, if you control the weather, you control the planet. It's that simple, and that's what we have. We have, through the use of these programs, again, the ability to consolidate an enormous amount of both monetary and political power into the hands of the few at the expense of every living thing on the planet.
What did you mean by owning the weather by 2025?
Owning the weather by 2025 was a military document that was put out back, I believe, in the 90s and expressed the interest of our military to literally control the weather. And controlling the weather has been used, you know, as early back as the Vietnam War. But weather control or weather modification is really started back in the 1800s.
Why that date, though, 2025?
I can only speculate that they wanted full control by that time. And, George, it looks like they already have full control, and it looks like they have for a long time. But in that report, it was interesting because they spoke about how, again, it would give militaries a battlefield advantage. So if you could create, let's say, sandstorms in a certain area and prevent the enemy from getting their planes off the ground, or literally start creating droughts in nations, without, you could start a war without even firing a bullet. So militaries the U.S. military back in the 70s, stated that this technology could be more important than the atomic bomb. Now, relating to this, there was a treaty back in the 70s, and it was called the NMOD Treaty, and it essentially banned countries from using this technology against other countries during the wartime.
So they came up with a treaty on something they said never existed.
Well, they started admitting that the weather control technology was there. Right now, they're denying that geoengineering is related to weather control. I spoke with a number of scientists. I actually went to an aerosol research conference a little less than a year ago and, again, learned the dynamics of how aerosols relate to modifying and controlling our weather. So there's no question geoengineering can be used to control our weather. But NMOD banned the use of this during wartime activity. But Dr. Nick Begich explained to us an exemption, and the exemption is this. These programs, this technology, can be used over certain countries. So the U.S. can use this technology over U.S. land. And when you control the weather, as explained by meteorologist Scott Stevens, you can literally put a change in a jet stream, let's say, over Alaska. And he used an example where through the HARP system, they modified the jet stream over Alaska, and the effects that it had were dramatic. They actually had tornadoes and very severe, very unusual weather down in Florida, and it was attributed to that little dog leg in the jet stream. So when you're looking at weather control, you can literally impact weather thousands of miles away. So this exemption, you know, shouldn't even be allowed, because weather doesn't get to a boundary, or it doesn't get to a coast of a country and say, oh my God, you know, I'm here over in Europe, I can't go any further. It fails to recognize that. So again, this is what we see coming in through fruition. There's no question that this is an engineered drought. There's no question that corporations benefit from this. And there's no question that everybody is being impacted in a major way.
Okay, let's take some calls, too, while we continue chatting. Michael, let's go to Wayne in Los Angeles. First-time caller. Wayne, thanks. You're on Coast to Coast.
Hey, no problem, George. And, Mr. Murphy, I just wanted, not that you need validation or anything else, little story, okay, real quick.
Sure.
My brother was on a nuclear attack, so he did his, he retired from that. I think he did over 12 years just in the submarine corps. Before that, he was on, he did the Vietnam, you know, he did two tours. He was on what they would call now, you know, a retrofitted missile destroyer. And I actually got to see one and everything else. But what you said is true. I used to always ask him. Now, my brother's passed. He died of cancer. We think it was from nuclear. I'm sure, you know, they're not never, VA is never going to fess up to that, but he did die of cancer. I mean, he's been around nuclear for 12 years. So, you know, anyway, but not getting any port. But I used to ask him, I said, well, you know, as a little brother was, he's my older brother by 8 years. So I was the littlest in my family. And of course, when he was in Vietnam, it was very scary for us. I was all but 9 years old. But I asked, I said, you know, what'd you do? You know, well, he can, the straight answer was always, I can either deny or confirm. And I'd ask him the same thing on the subs. Were you loaded for bear? Did you have nuclear, you know, bombs on your submarine? I can neither deny or confirm.
And that means he didn't want to lie to you, Wayne, you know?
No, exactly. No, he couldn't. He was honored by his, I'll give him that much, you know, he was honored.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm a retired sheriff myself after 27 years. And so, you know, I know a little bit about it, and I'm aware of what you're talking about, because I used to ask him. And then on his deathbed, he told me, he said, ask me anything you wanted to. And I asked him about mission, about back, going back to Vietnam. I said, what did you do in Vietnam with the missile destroyer? I mean, you sit off the coast. You know, he said, yeah, we had it pretty easy. I said, what did you shoot at? He said, the sky. And I said, the sky? Why would you shoot at the sky? I mean, they didn't have much Air Force. I said, I mean, you shot the sky and bombed them? No, we shot the sky. So what you're saying, and it goes back to, the, you know, the early 70s, late 60s, and everything else, exactly what you're talking about, the change in the weather. They're shooting up the sky. What are they doing in shooting up the sky with a missile destroyer?
They were manipulating, no doubt about that, Wayne.
Exactly. And not only, like you said, chemtrails with planes and everything else, they're doing it with their. Okay, and real, I don't want to be on the phone too much because I don't want people in dark cars showing up in my house. But
they're on the way.
Exactly. Another thing, because you were talking about earlier, I believe you were talking about Russians coming off the coast of Mexico and
sure.
Things like that. Oh, I asked them all about his attack subs and what he did. They would go off at 6 months at a time. They couldn't even write their wives. They couldn't. It was total shutdown.
Well, look, there's no question that things have been going on that we have never been told, and it's very possible chemtrails are right in that mix. How long, Michael, do you think this has been going on? Since the Vietnam era or before?
Well, I think it was perfected in the Vietnam era. In terms of the trails, we have photos back in the early 70s, and that's really when the patents were designed during that time. But we saw a great increase in the late 90s, and that's when we began seeing the checkerboards in our sky. That's when we started seeing spikes in the testing, you know, the rain test showing very high amounts of the primary ingredients in geoengineering programs and other metals as well. So again, a very long time, but I think they have full control. And talking to former weatherman Scott Stevens, I asked him, I said, how much of our weather is completely natural? And he said, based on my studies, I think it's 100% controlled and corporatized at this time.
Can you explain what that little dew-like spider web mist is in the morning sometimes that we all see all over the place?
You know, I can tell you my theory.
I don't think they're spider webs.
I don't think so as well. And I know that Deborah Whitman and other people have had that tested. And again, they show high levels of aluminum, barium, and strontium in certain webs that are falling out. So it's believed to be a result of these programs. There have been greater webs that have fallen out of the sky as well. And again, they've been tested as very high levels. Some of them, though, just to be accurate, are natural spider webs. There's no question about that. So I want to make that very clear. But again, some of them have shown these chemicals.
Okay, next up, we've got Ivan in Bozeman, Montana with us. Hi, Ivan. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I appreciate it very much. My question is this. Why can't we track down the people who are financing this, who are directing it, who are in charge, and arrest them for murder and other crimes, because certainly they're guilty?
Well, they absolutely are. And I think that the question is, we absolutely can. Some of the people that are financing these programs are us, by buying into the genetically modified food companies who are definitely benefiting from this, for supporting certain corporations who are benefiting, Raytheon, GE, maybe some of the airline companies. But one of my plans is to research this. And, of course, we did What in the World Are They Spraying? Now, why in the world are they spraying? And we, you know, showed some of the corporations who are benefiting from this. But the third film, which it seems like I'm being called to make, will be Who in the Hell is Spraying? So, you know, the responsibility falls on each and every one of us. And I think, you know, this is a call. Right now I'm asking for whistleblowers. Please contact me. You can go to my website, whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. That's for the new film. And if you have some evidence, that's what we want to start looking into. We're moving very close getting these programs stopped, and we actually have to. You know, the ecosystem is collapsing so quickly. Our atmosphere is just jacked from top to bottom. We now have a shredded ozone. The UV index went from 1 to 10 to 1 to 15. Many people now are recognizing that they're burning very quickly in the sun. I used to be able to stay out in the sun for several hours. Now I'm burning after about 45 minutes. This is common to most people who have noticed this. That is, again, because they are literally destroying our planet. I'm here in the area of Mount Shasta, where the forest is literally collapsing. I was in Hawaii in the wintertime, and I stayed in the rainforest, and the Hawaiians told me. They said every year when the rain comes, things get more green. This year, things turned brown. There's no question our ecosystem is collapsing. Now, the next step in any investigation, you have to first start asking the question, okay, what happened? And then you have to look at a motive. And once you have that motive, which we have one of the many agendas, one of the many motives behind this, then you move into who is doing that. So we're accepting any help, any support that you can get. So please contact me if you have that info.
Give out your websites, Michael, and your Facebook.
Oh, you got it. We have a Facebook, which we update regularly, which is geared towards our new film, Why in the World Are They Spraying, on Facebook. I have a couple of websites, and the one related to the film, you can see the trailer. It's whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. And also, you can go to geoengineeringwatch.org. That's the most comprehensive website on the Internet. Coalition Against Geoengineering as well. I started that with G. Edward Griffin after the first film. And if you want to see some more of my work, I know I'm throwing
He's a good guy. We're going to come back and take more phone calls with you in a moment, Michael, right here on Coast to Coast AM. And, of course, we're taking your phone calls now with Michael Murphy as we talk about his work, Why in the World Are They Spraying? So we'll take your calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Michael, do you think that when this manipulation of weather started, there was some good intent here? Maybe they wanted it to rain in dry areas, or was it always nefarious from the get-go?
Well, I think like most technologies, you know, I think it, the people that started it, even if you look at Tesla's work, it was met with good intentions. And in cloud seeding, you know, weather modification which is very small compared to geoengineering and this weather control that we're talking about, I think was meant to help, you know, certain areas that were drought stricken so that they had the ability to grow food. Now we see this shift, these multinational corporations who definitely see that they can literally monopolize the market through the use of these programs. So what they are is they're using this technology and they're disaster capitalists. So through the death and destruction that we have from geoengineering chemtrail programs, again, these corporations are benefiting. But again, I think the people that generally design these technologies have the best interest, but when it gets into the hands of those who call themselves the elite that have this desire to have this godlike power, that's when we see the shift, and that's when we see these crimes taking place.
Let's go to Tucson, Arizona. Alan's with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Alan, thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, George.
Sure thing.
Michael, thank you very much for all that you're doing. Sure do appreciate it. I wanted to start off by giving kudos to my good friend John White for organizing the Consciousness of Chemtrails conference, I believe, that you were part of this weekend, correct?
Oh, that was correct. Yeah, he did a wonderful job.
And maybe you might talk a little bit about that. I'm actually on the board of directors for Carnicom Institute, and, you know, Clifford Carnicom's been doing this research for over 10 years now.
Right.
And, George, you did mention the part about the filamentous products that we are finding that are tied to these geoengineering, bioengineering programs, and some nefariousness that is involved with those aspects. And I ask you to investigate the research that Carnicom Institute's been doing in tying these environmental products that are originating from these aerosols to Morgellons disease.
That's right. This issue goes very deep. The rabbit hole is deep. There are a number of agendas. I think Clifford Carnicom has done just a fantastic job with getting into some of the biologicals and the relations to Morgellons. The event was incredible. It was the Consciousness Beyond Chemistry.
Wasn't Roseanne Barr there?
Roseanne Barr was there.
What was she doing?
Personal hero of mine, Cynthia McKinney, was there, and a number of other experts, you know. So I went there as a... I was able to share with what I've learned, but I was also a student, so it was an incredible opportunity to learn more about these programs. And it was actually the largest stand in addressing these issues. So we got a number of people around the world awoken, and we premiered Why in the World Are They Spraying, which had a standing ovation. So we're expecting it to happen.
What was Roseanne Barr's role?
She essentially was talking about her concern, A, about the chemtrail geoengineering issue, but she's also running for president. So she spoke about that as well.
President of what? Oh, United States.
United States.
That's right. I said that rhetorically. Let's go to Ray in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Ray, welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, George and Michael. Listen, the weather modification and the drought is affecting the barge traffic on the Mississippi. I saw on the news today that they're planning on dredging out the Mississippi, but they're parking a lot of, they're having to dock a lot of the barges and stuff like that, and they're not sure if the dredging is going to do any good. And it seems like to me that that's going to put a lot of independent and small operator tugboats barge operators out of
business,
and then
right.
The multinationals, you know, they carry corn and soybeans and wheat by barges, and they can afford to half load their barges because they have the money.
That's a very interesting aspect that I had not even thought of. But these programs enable a number of different objectives to be met. So when you control the weather, you can control certain industries, like you had discussed. One thing that we noticed, Agenda 21, which essentially is the UN's agenda, 21st agenda, and the goals of that are to really is to get people off of their land. So it's to really displace people on land. Weather control is very effective means of doing that. The farmers now who are losing their crops literally are having a choice. Either they go with the GMO seeds if they're able to keep their heads above water. If not, they're having to sell their farms at pennies on the dollar. And a company owned by George Soros is the one coming in. So it's a land grab. It appears to be a land grab as well. And as well as gives these corporations behind this agenda the ability to control all natural systems, including our waterways. So it's very insidious, but it's a big power grab. Certain individuals are gaining a tremendous amount of money and power, and it's at the expense of every living thing. There is not one living thing on this planet that's untouched. One thing that I wanted to mention, if I could, George, I'm here in the forest outside of Redding, and these programs greatly affect the forest because they not only change the pH of the soil, but bioavailable aluminum, when it's introduced into our soil, it actually, a lot of plant life, a lot of trees, they will shut down the root systems because it's so toxic. And as a result, we see trees that are starting to die. As a result of that, in aluminum, because it is it's an accelerant. If you've ever taken a lighter to aluminum foil, you'll see that it literally goes up in flames. Now we have dried forests because of this death and because of the drought, but then we have an accelerant around it. Tonight we were sitting out by the campfire before I went on the interview, and we are surrounded by forest fires, literally.
They're all over the place.
Direction, and any forest fireman will tell you the fires are burning much hotter. And again, that's directly due to geoengineering. Oh, and to take it a step further, we found in our research a company called Arbogen. Arbogen is genetically modifying forests. So when the forest burned down, they put in monocrops of these genetically modified seeds. So again, it's this shift of power from nature into the hands of the people that are controlling the interests of these corporations.
Do you think that they can also create earthquakes?
I spoke with Dr. Nick Begich, and he went into detail in HARP. We didn't include it in Why in the World Are They Strained, because we wanted to specifically stick with geoengineering in relation to weather control.
Sure.
He said absolutely. Secretary Cohen, Defense Secretary Cohen, back in the 90s, he stated there's a new type of eco-terrorist that has the technology and the ability to create earthquakes, weather disasters, all of the things that we see coming into fruition. One of the things that we'd like to do is do a director's cut of the film, because Nick was an incredible interview.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Such a knowledgeable person, and we really want to extend some of the things that he said, because it was brilliant.
He was on Jesse Ventura's program, the Conspiracy TV show, and he loved him.
Yeah.
And Nick, he's been a great guest of ours.
And he's an incredible man. I mean, that guy's got a heart of gold. I have great respect for him.
Courtney is in Virginia Beach, Virginia. You're on with Michael Murphy on Coast to Coast. Courtney, hi.
Hi, Michael. Hi, George. Thank you so much for taking my call. I started researching all of this about 3 years ago when I came down with, not even until 6 months later did I start researching, because I didn't know what I had until then, but Morgellons, I guess, would be the best way to describe it. And mm-hmm. I've kind of looped back to your research many times since then, but recently I've come to kind of a conclusion in my research, and it has to do with the droughts and the weather modification. But I was wondering if anybody's kind of, it's a dangerous thing to say, but has anybody really looked at the possibility that maybe these big companies, and I have family members who work for many of them, maybe they are purposely infesting the water with these tiny bits of like matter that we cannot even understand, much less fight, in order to control our water supply, as in they might have the technology, the machine to filter these things out, but nobody else does. So when it comes down to us needing the most essential thing on Earth, which is not really oil, it's water, we have to get it from them. We have to be provided this essential element by the people who have actually destroyed it. It's scary to think about, but has that been looked into, and what can we do about it if that's the case?
Well, I think that's wonderful insight, because what this is, if you look at the very basic essence of nature, the creation of the earth, nature has a natural balance, and it provides for us. From natural rain, we have our water. From natural seeds, we have our food. And everything essentially was free. Slowly, over the past thousands of years, we've had these corporations taking control of it. So that instead of nature being the source of life, these corporations now are the source of life. And in this issue, the chemtrail geoengineering issue is spoken about by every major religion that talks about this big oppressive system that wants to be worshipped. And if you look back to our ancestors, they used to worship God and do rain dances for rain. And that was essentially reaching out to our creator, to the creator of Earth. Now that we have this usurped authority through weather control and in the disruption of introduction of these particulates into our sky, it literally gives these corporations the ability to genetically modify natural systems. Through that genetic modification, they literally usurp the authority of God or the authority of nature, bringing it under corporate authority that is controlled under these other entities. This system, it's this corporate governmental conglomerate, I call it the beast, that wants to be worshipped. They literally want to be the source of life. And you had mentioned, what can we do about it? We're at a very vital time in history, because this has been a process that's been in development literally for thousands of years. And we're at a crucial time, because now they have the technology and they're very close to achieving their end game of literally corporatizing every natural system. But they're not there yet. And there's this mass awakening happening. So we, human beings, the human spirit is incredibly powerful. And anybody that says we're powerless against this and we can't do anything, that's a lie from the pit of hell. And that's what the establishment wants us to think. But when we collectively stand up and we have the most powerful thing, they have weapons, they have all these bombs, we don't have that kind of power. The kind of power that we have is the power of truth. And when we stand up collectively and say, no more, you will not spray us, we will not participate in supporting your corporations and your system, the spraying will stop. And we end, why in the world are they spraying? With the question, why in the world are they spraying? And the answer is this, because we allow it. And that allowance is stopping, because people are waking up and they will take a stand. We have ordinances now being established around the world to put a ban and make these illegal programs. Geoengineers are trying to make these illegal programs legal. So now we're establishing ordinances to get these programs stopped. But anyways, people are taking action. And when we collectively stand up and say no, they will not be able to move forward. So I ask all of the listeners out there, stand with us, address this in whatever capacity. We put Why in the World Are They Spraying for free out on YouTube. Please check it out. Pass it on to your email list. But we encourage people who purchase a DVD to make copies and hand out for free. That supports our work. And it also supports activism of going out into your workplace, going out into the streets. As a result, the first film was very effective. We have a better film that will be more effective. Why in the World Are They Spraying.com. Please, everybody, get this message out. If you can't purchase the DVD, post it on Facebook. We have a real crisis, but with that being said, we have a great opportunity and an obligation, because for the first time, we are the generation that has been called to stop and turn this around and to restore our planet, which is being molested in so many different ways. And again, we have the power to do that.
Michael, can you get to air traffic controllers who might be able to admit what's going on?
You know what I have? I spoke with actually a retired air traffic controller who is very skeptical about this. And if you go to my YouTube page, which is Truth Media Production, you can see a Hawaii Revisited, and he spoke about it. He said, I was really skeptical about this until I started seeing the trails go into a north-south pattern constantly. He said, we don't have, that's not a flight pattern in the Hawaii area. So he started researching this, and he became vocal about it. But again, it's not something that
how can I put this? The air traffic that is that FAA does not have jurisdiction over military air traffic. So again, they don't have that knowledge. But we're again calling out for whistleblowers because we need to get these programs stopped. Our children's lives depend on it. Our future depends on it.
Let's see if we can get Keith in Phoenix. Squeeze him in here before the top of the hour. Go ahead, Keith.
Good morning, George.
Morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Okay. I guess is what I wanted to say is, since we're being pretty much poisoned with all these chemicals, I'm a proud father of a two-year-old, and ever since I found out that my fiance was pregnant with her, I've always fed her organic food and whatnot. So I was wondering, what could we use either topically or orally to protect us from these chemicals or these metals?
Good question. Is there anything out there, Michael?
Internally.
You know, there is, and I encourage people to speak to a naturopathic physician, but there are various foods that we can eat that chelate these metals out of our body. Bentonite, chlorella, zeolite are very effective chelators at removing this. They also remove some essential minerals. So, again, that's why I encourage people to talk to a naturopathic physician. Organic food is essential. And then there are other vegetables and fruits. So a healthy diet will give us an edge. Unfortunately, every breath that we take, we are breathing these heavy metals in. And, you know, we can choose what food we eat, what we smoke, what we drink. We don't have a choice of what air we breathe. And that's why it's so insidious. And that's why, you know, we have an obligation to address this. And for the first time in humanity, this issue supersedes any racial division, any country division. It affects each and every one of us in a major way. This is the issue that will unite and is uniting humanity to stand up and restore our planet.
Indeed it is. Michael, thank you so much for being on the program. His DVD, Why in the World Are They Spraying? When I come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM, we'll have open lines for you. It's one of those nights where just about anything goes. I'm George Norrie, and we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.